Previously on
Bethesda Music.
Man, the Russians know how to do it.
They know how to throw down. Yes, see, we are tough and ruthless, and they are rough and toothless.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm-hmm.
We should tell our listeners right now that we've been, I don't want to say abducted by
the Red
Russians,
Army,
but persuaded by them to train
for their cosmonaut program.
Excellent.
I've always dreamed of taking the show into space.
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of
music.
Edition 30.
This view.
Yes, quite picturesque. It's really dirty up here on the International Space Station. That's all of China's stuff, I think. They finally get a space program and they junk it up. There's that giant white thing over there. I think that's Earth.
No. No, that's not the Earth. I think that's the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It's the
cheese supply.
That's where the cheese comes from.
Yeah, that's right.
Organic cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yes, farm fresh, wild crafted.
What is that?
It's all blue.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's got junk all around it.
Did we just come from there?
I don't know. Is that Earth?
No,
it can't be Earth.
No.
Yeah, that's another planet. I mean, when you go into space, there's other planets.
Right. I think this is Uranus is blue.
Yeah, I hear Uranus is blue.
No, I mean, I think that you should check the air pressure in your suit. Uranus is blue.
Oh. Ah.
Oof. I saw it earlier when we were getting decontaminated.
Yeah. I'll go step in the space bathroom. I don't like the way the hose feels on my junk, but whatever. We gotta be safe. I don't want to kill everybody's good time just because I decided to pee willy-nilly.
Yeah, I know. I was really excited because I was going on a gutter punk streak there for a few weeks, and I think that now the nice thing to do would be to take a shower and...
sleep on our memory foam beds?
Right. If space has taught us one thing, it's that sleep is an celestial experience.
It's also taught me that out here, no one can hear you scream, because I tried it. It went unnoticed. I love how somebody at the space station here put out a big, giant, jokey Eureka vacuum cleaner outside. Like, that's the vacuum of space.
Oh, right. It reminded me of Spaceballs.
Excellent.
I love that movie. Everything I ever learned about space, I learned from Spaceballs.
Yes, and everything I ever learned about balls, I learned from space. It's amazing. Balls everywhere. Earth, sun, moon.
Everything is so circular.
I know.
Where is Bizarro Land? Isn't that square?
Yeah,
Bizarro
it is. World? Yeah, Bizarro World.
Missed that. And the Borgs.
The Borgs ships. Square. I guess right. There are squares in life.
It's funny to watch Star Trek and then to come to real space, and then it's really disappointing and boring. Really simple. It's kind of like poor space. We're in poor space.
Yeah, after you spin, like, the 15th, like, gyroscope, it gets old. I mean, it's fun to watch on YouTube, but...
Yeah.
Kind of boring.
We're here to tell you people that space really isn't that great.
Yeah,
it's kind of boring.
That whole blood going to your hands and your extremities and pulling up, that's not cool either.
Yeah. Whoever said space is the place obviously hadn't been to space, and definitely not Saturn. Space is just like this girl I dated one time.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
It's just really, it's really dense and full of balls.
I thought you were going to say she was vapid in a big hole.
When boring, too, don't forget that.
Space is boring. This blows.
Sucks.
Yeah, let's read off our tracks.
All right.
Enough of the space nonsense. Can't wait to fuck out of here.
Fuck space.
Okay, right at the top there, we had Funky Stuff by Lizzie Mercier Desclou, the famous French girl from New York scene.
That was on ZE Records, right?
Yeah,
Mutant Disco Comp.
Mutant Disco.
Jams.
Super awesome.
jams.
Jamity Jam. Better than Space Jam.
Right, definitely better than Space Jam. Okay, that, and then there was Lady Zoo's Dana Luca.
Well said.
That works.
Yes. And then after that was supergroup combination of Fantastic Plastic Machine, Mondo Grosso, and some Japanese hip-hop guy. Oh, that song is good. I'd say the rest of the album's crap. I rave you the most. You're gonna have your rave babies.
Scooby doo beep. Skin bum 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 bum. Neil Landstrom, Yorkshire Steel Cybernetics with Big Bully.
Nobody says bully anymore.
Yeah, my boss at work asked me if I had taken a class on sexual harassment and bullying. And I said, yes, of course I've taken it. I don't have any fucking corporate.
I've had that. I've done those before.
Fucking sensitivity. Bullshit. Yeah.
Corporate sleeping. Sensitivity.
I call it sleeping class. Only you can't sleep.
Right. And you can't make inappropriate comments.
Right. Not at all. It's the most inopportune moment.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, even though it is the most
the
opportune
time,
moment.
Most
exactly.
Opportune time when there's
exactly.
Going to be jokes you want to make.
Well, and you don't want to say, ma'am, that dress is really short.
Like, can you say nice tits? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's wrong.
Right. Ma'am, is it unacceptable to say your pussy is really tight? Is that,
yeah,
is that
that's
bad?
Because
that's a compliment.
Yeah, that's something you want. You
boss, you
for.
Must have a big dick. I can't believe you secured that Landerson account.
Yes.
That's got to be appropriate.
Man, that, I bet that made you hard.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, I just thought another kind of space. Office space. Just combine the two. That's as far as I'm going with that. I'm not going to be that guy. That guy that says TPS reports and then gives a hearty chuckle.
Nothing to say to that.
Yeah. In office space, everyone can hear you scream. Wasn't Harry and the Hendersons in space?
You know, I was really disappointed. I was hoping that we would run into those aliens from Explorers before we left space. The word is it's time to board our shuttle and head back to Earth. But gosh, those guys had some amazing impersonations.
I know.
Get out of here, kid. You bother me.
Yeah, they played some great rock and roll music,
oh,
too.
Oh, I love rock and roll.
Love old-fashioned rock and roll, man. They just don't make those hits like they used to.
No, no. The kind of music that just soothes your soul.
Yeah, you just got to just get the boogie in and just, you can't stop dancing.
Right. And then there's a Flight of the Navigator, of course, Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Favorite jams.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite jams.
Favorite. Which I'm glad they went with Beach Boys. If they had made that movie today, they would have had like Mandy Moore do it and it'd be like a techno remix of that song.
Man.
And it just gotta
or
make
Stained.
Me throw up. Yeah.
Navigator.
Sure.
Man the helm, Navigator. Never once met a wise man.
Yeah.
Should've known.
Yeah. They would have got Black Eyed Peas to do.
I would have thrown up
on the USA.
Oh fuck! I would have thrown up on the fucking screen. Not even because I had to, because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Just an insult.
Yeah.
I would have broken someone's arm.
Extreme. Well, that's what that music makes you want to do.
Right. It is very extreme.
Yeah.
I get that aggression, that corn music, man. That just gets me going, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get going.
Yeah, let's get going.
Grab
let's
my corn CDs here. And I guess that we're...
All right, yeah, yeah. All right, and then, hop on back here with the U.S. They're up here. There's a surprising amount of countries being represented up here.
It's amazing.
They make it sound like they're just doing science-y stuff all day long, but there's a lot of screwing around.
All right, let's continue the show.
Yeah.
You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Nothing to say to that. Thank you.
Gentlemen, may I present to you the host of the best cuts of music.
The Eagles have landed.
Yay!
Alright!
Woohoo! Space was alright, but I love a parade.
That's right.
I've always dreamed of being in a ticker tape parade.
I have too. Ticker tape rules. I thought they outlawed it because it's like bad for the environment. But I'm glad they brought back the old ways, just for us.
Sure.
We thought we were coming home criminals, But turns out, we're heroes.
Yeah, as it turns out, while we were gone, our status went from criminal to national treasure.
Pretty amazing.
It's like that movie The Fugitive.
Exactly. It's just like The Fugitive.
Only we didn't really work. We just kind of bitched the whole time.
Yeah, but there was that point where you and I held hands and then jumped out of that drain pipe that was 60 stories above that river.
Those were some amazing effects, Sam.
Amazing.
I'm glad we saved that criminal. He was able to tell everyone that we should go off scot-free. And then it wasn't us that committed that crime. It was Tim Meyer.
Yeah, Tim Meyer. He's responsible.
He got Tom Zay off scot-free, too.
Yeah.
Luckily. Listeners, you'll remember the Tom Zay from episode 27. Wow, this is... I love these fans. I think I've seen like four... I've seen four sailors leaning over and kissing women. And I can't help but think it's like one of those special effects. Like that Clint Eastwood movie where he's a Secret Service guy. And they made the Hollywood people like doubled the audience, you know?
Right.
Where they made like...
Just use the clone tool.
Yeah. And they made like tons of... You know, they had 50 people, but they made 2,000.
Right.
And because I swear I saw this four people, the same sailor, the same woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the same left leg of the woman leaning up. But it was very charming and very romantical to my heart.
Yes.
And it sort of made my lifeblood so enriched.
Not like how the Iranians cloned all of those crowds of people that supported Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
No, that was nothing but scandalous.
Yes. But this is awesome. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
I want to go to Iran, but I don't know that I want to go right now. I want to go in the 70s because they had like a badass disco scene and some awesome like knockoff Spider-Man movies.
I want to go before like it got fucked up by CIA.
It's kind of... I as an American want to go before them as Americans went. I guess that's ironic because we're not the same person.
It's ironic.
That's true. You know, comedy's like that. It's funny, but it's true.
Yeah. I think Homer Simpson said that.
He did. And that's true, but not funny.
True.
Wait, no, it is.
Wait, that's funny.
I guess it's funny.
Oh, man.
Is it true?
Isn't it weird how some people say, oh, that's funny, like they mean it's true?
Oh, I just got a ticker tape in my mouth. It says the stocks are falling. The NASDAQ is down.
Goodness.
Are these from those tickers?
Like, that would explain those Hudsucker dudes jumping proxy? Out of those buildings.
Yeah. I think this is weird. This is like the Hudsucker proxy.
It is.
Those like ticker tape things. I always wanted one of those machines in my house. But I wanted it to shoot out...
Like lyrics to...
Pearl Jam songs.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Jeremy is what? Fuck, damn it. Jeremy is what?
Dang it, need more tape.
Jeremy has spoken in class today. Okay, excellent. Ah.
Dang.
And I also
cleared a lot up because I thought he was saying dead are these foremen.
It's an easy mistake to make.
I know.
You know, it was funny because for 4.5 years, I was listening to a burnt copy of Stone Temple Pilots' Core, and I just thought it was Pearl Jam. I went to a Pearl Jam concert, and I nearly rioted because I wanted to hear And I'm feeling Wait, is that Pearl Jam?
No.
On the concrete, higher. Are you sure? No, that's... That's Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking of that.
What about that one?
I feel sometimes it's...
Oh, I thought that was Alice in Chains.
Would
I think Stone Temple Pilots is like... Hey.
That's Stone Temple Pilots.
No, that actually, that was Alice in Chains.
Oh, okay.
What's that one that's like...
It would.
I'm going hungry.
Yeah, that's Mother that Love
was,
Bone.
No, I think that was...
With the Alice in Chains guy with... What's his name? From Pearl Jam.
Thought that was Soundgarden.
No, that's Mudhoney.
Well, there's that one Screaming Tree song that's like, Spoon Man, try to stick my spoons away.
Yeah, that's...
Ice cream.
That's Screaming Trees.
Okay.
For sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Man, I love grunge.
I do too. I like how dirty it makes me feel. And it fits with my lifestyle. Because I don't like to take baths, but I just needed an excuse.
Well, I found a home in gutter punk. Los Crudos.
And it found a home in you. Dirty, flesh-eating home.
Right. I imagine that when I get home, I'm going to... my 40 housemates are going to really be angry that I haven't been there to feed them or pay the rent for them.
Somebody has to do it.
I'm sure they found some other squat.
Some other hole.
All right. Speaking of grunge, let's do this track listing. What do we have here?
At the top, we had Le Cercle. I don't know how they say that in France, but I say circle.
Mm.
With... Take Control.
We should have asked Roman Polanski while we were there.
Yeah, we should have just ran down a list of all of our French music and gotten the lowdown on.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, I would have loved to have recorded Woody Allen reciting the names of all of our French. That would have been very...
That would have been good. And if he could have done little clarinet interludes in between, that would have been good.
Oh my gosh.
Man, he can play. Ragtime in the bones.
After that, we had Bob James with Westchester Lady. Amazing. amazing, amazing producer and arranger, Bob James. Google him.
Yeah.
You'll find many, many amazing jams.
His friends call him Robert Jim.
For short, yeah.
And then after that was In the River by Eye Level. And that is a fun, fun song.
My lands, that's what I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
That song is just fun.
It's perfect music for just sitting back on top of your float. You're in a parade.
Oh, man. You don't know how many times that I have been sitting on top of my float in my parades that are in honor to me, and I don't know the perfect song. So
yeah.
I don't know which song to play.
Yeah. You know what the best thing about this parade, I think, is that they really went all out because they made those giant inflatable versions of us.
Oh, yeah.
That are
yeah.
in the back with, like, Bart Simpson and Felix the Cat.
Right, the anatomically correct
but it looks
inflatable
so, yeah.
Sam and Robbie Flags.
Yeah, it looks so accurate.
The funny part was when accidentally...
Job. I was touched.
My big inflatable dick was floating right in front of Heathcliff's big inflatable face. That was so hilarious.
Oh, man, that would
And he
be
was
funny.
Excited looking.
Yeah, because he's got that big grin. He's like,
right. Heathcliff.
No one should.
Terrorize
his
neighborhood.
That's yeah, right. He won't be undone, though.
No, I outdid him. I terrorized
yeah.
his neighborhood.
Yeah, you played some pranks on him.
Uh-huh. True.
Like the Cats in Court Company.
Talk about the Cats in the Cradle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was by Ugly Kid Joe. That's probably my favorite grunge band.
Wow. One of my friend's bands played with them.
Really?
Awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
Sure.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Yeah.
I think we're about to turn 54th and Broadway.
Yep.
And you know how much I like 54th and Broadway.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorites.
My favorite way.
I mean, if you got to go down a corner.
Then you're going to want to go through 54th and Broadway,
yeah,
of course.
Makes sense.
Let's move on to the show.
Yeah. You're listening to
the best
cuts of music.
Musics.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland proudly presents our spectacular festival pageant of nighttime magic and imagination in thousands of sparkling lights and electro-synthomagnetic musical sounds, the Main Street Electrical Parade.
What?
Man's Main Street Electrical Parade.
Be kind to the red, white, and black. For each one making some.
Well, it feels nice to get back home, Sam.
Back in the old studio.
I had a nice shower.
Yeah.
Checked my mail. Got some fan mail.
Washed the space off of me. Yeah, everywhere. You wouldn't believe where I found ticker tape. It's just
really
unbelievable. It's everywhere. That stuff, it slithers.
You know, I found that Milli Vanilli CD we smuggled into that Brazilian prison.
Oh, yeah?
We didn't find it. I was hoping that we would do that.
Oh, that sounds good.
I guess you just blame it on the rain.
Yeah. I noticed we inexplicably got hundreds of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans on our Facebook fan page.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. I guess we hit a chord with the audience.
Yeah.
You always want to do that, you know?
Yeah, they got really excited when we said we'd get them dates.
I remember when I was a big fan of Mutant Ninja Turtles, all I was getting excited about was if someone could promise me a Red Baron mini pizza.
Mm.
And I would just devour them and watch my turtles.
Yeah.
And then eventually I pumped up from one to two mini pizzas to four.
Whoa.
Two packages.
Wait, what?
Every day after school.
That's nutty.
3:30. Yeah.
Wow.
Four mini pizzas. Just about, what is that, 1,500 calories?
And then did you like turn the size of a turtle?
Yeah,
I did. All round. And
I was a big sloth of
a dome.
My brother called me.
You formed a calcified dome on your back.
Right.
From all the pizza crust.
It was great. It was great. It was not as healthy as my middle school obsession with tomato soup, but
sure.
It was definitely fun. I have some good memories.
Oh, that's good.
I still have a unique way of eating Red Baron mini pizzas to this day.
One at a time?
No, well,
side
no,
to
I
side?
Didn't eat them. No, I would eat them. I would eat them all at once, embarrassingly.
Would
no.
you do it like cartoonishly, like Scooby-Doo, where you just stretch out your jaw and throw four of them up in the air, and they'd all land in the bottom jaw, and you'd snap them in?
I tried that one time, but I ended up having to go to the hospital because they were still really hot.
Yeah.
That was awful.
That will happen.
That was not bodacious.
You'd scream, Red Baron landing! And then
I had this little thing. I would tear off the little flakes on the bottom of the Red Baron, and I would dip them in the really hot sauce.
Right.
I'm still kind of into that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got a letter from the guy who, I can't remember his name, the guy who was our friend in Brazilian prison, the one that was really good. He had the spelling bee.
Oh, yeah.
He sent me a postcard from Paris.
Wow.
He's hanging out with Roman Polanski right now as well.
Wow, he must have found his way to the tunnel.
He did. And I'm very happy for him.
Yeah.
And evidently he and Roman are really hitting it off.
Wow.
And evidently he does a great impersonation of Johnny Depp.
Weird.
It's kind of weird. And he, Johnny Depp, Woody Allen, all trading socks, all looking at each other's eyes, all
oh
doing
God.
Impersonations of each other.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And Woody Allen.
You know what would be hilarious is if they all got together and did an impression of all of them doing Johnny Depp, doing Johnny Depp, but as the Three Amigos.
Oh, man. Well, that's some... I know those actors could do that. They could pull that off.
I think they could.
It's amazing. Because they are Three Amigos now.
Yeah.
They're the best of friends.
Yes, they are.
New Woody Allen movie, actually, starring... he always likes to have a nobody. So
yeah.
It's starring Johnny Depp and then this guy.
Yeah.
And this guy is like a... I don't know. It's kind of a weird departure for Woody Allen. This guy is like a down on his luck, really anxiety-ridden, nerdy male lead character who
right.
falls in love with a beautiful girl... who drives him crazy, and then eventually falls in love with another girl who drives him crazy.
That is a departure.
It is. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Johnny
know.
Depp plays his really assertive, aggressive, kind of
best
womanizing best friend.
Yeah, but women, he just doesn't understand why he doesn't get women.
Right, right. And he's cheating on his wife with someone else.
Yes, yes.
So, also
good
a departure.
Stuff. Look forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's probably, I don't know, called like From Paris with Love or...
Sure.
The Best Cuts of Friends.
Yeah, The Best Cuts of Friends. That's a good one.
Yeah. No one told them life was going to be that way.
Oh, man.
All right, what music were we playing?
We had some...
Insanity.
It was Insanity.
It's Insanity.
Certifiably.
Yes. At the top was...
Disney.
Yeah,
with
Disney. The Main Street Electrical Parade from Disneyland, which you might hear if you go to the Disneyland theme park and witness the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Wow.
It sounds awesome in stereo.
I won't even go into my one of my good friend's experience tripping acid at Disney.
Yeah,
that's all obvious. You can just imagine what I could say about that and that music. Yeah.
I seem to remember my brother doing that at Disney World.
Disney World, that's where it was.
Something about the Hall of Presidents.
Oh,
really tripped out. And
yeah.
Seeing like 90 Mickeys everywhere. Something, I don't
there
know.
There was Epcot, riding Epcot up, and like all the stories it has to tell you. And it's like a 15-minute ride, so...
Yeah, that thing is
you
crazy.
Really don't know where you are after a while. And 15 minutes is...
You're just trapped in it.
Yeah.
Going.
It feels like 17 hours.
Yeah. They had flat panel TVs when I was in there.
Wow.
In 1984. And that looked like the future.
That's impressive.
And now we have that, so it's...
It was the future.
Yeah. They
I love you,
holograms.
Disney. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the scary haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
If you look into the mirror, you have a beard.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
I'm serious. How do they do that?
That's the magic of the Imagineers.
Oh, wow. No wonder they call it the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. It's magic and haunted. And it's got pirates. It's got everything. If you can imagine it, it's there.
Wow. I like to imagine like a bicycle, but instead of having one regular wheel and one regular wheel, I got one big wheel and then two really small wheels in the back.
Yeah, and I like to imagine that they look like giant orange wedges. Or maybe they are just giant orange wedges.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have that there.
They do,
yeah.
But when you ride, doesn't it hit the wedge with the piece with the cut, the part with the piece cut out, and then you stop?
No.
The wheel?
It maintains shape and plays music. Really beautiful, sweet, delicious music.
Wait, it's a bicycle that's an orange wedge that tastes like oranges and it plays delicious music?
Yes.
Gosh, what will they imagine
Disney,
next?
I know. It's amazing what they can come up with.
You know, I wanted to, hey, Sam, we should go there sometime.
Yeah, we should.
And imagine free healthcare.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and we could also imagine no possession. It'd be easy if we tried.
Yeah, I think so. Now that sounds like a wondrous land I'd like to live in.
Yeah, a wonderland.
That is the wonderful world of Disney, for sure.
Yes.
Well, the song after that was The Children and Edith Hill with The Red, White, and Black.
Yeah, an excellent, excellent song. Not scary.
Very lighthearted.
Yes. Children.
Children
singing.
Got children,
of course.
Why wouldn't it be?
So much fun.
Lighthearted. Lightens my heart.
The cockles. It warms the cockles.
It brings my lifeblood to an equilibrium that I tend to enjoy.
Right.
Blood.
It's like a mix of uppers and downers at once.
Right. Kind of like this peace and solitude of a deadly heart attack.
Thrilling and exciting and calming all at the same time.
Sure.
Yes.
And scary.
Yes, scary. And oh my God. That part.
That was awful.
Yeah, hey, it was. Too soon?
Too soon for everyone all the time.
Yes.
Well, okay, let's see here. All right, let's move on, Sam.
Yeah.
Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, let's truck.
And let's take the show off the road. We've already been on the road.
We got to get off this road.
We want to make sure we get off this crazy
just
road.
Just relaxment.
Relaxment is my joy.
Yes. It's my relaxation.
I love my joys, relaxations.
Yes. Yeah, all right. We're going to kick this off, the end of the show off with Toei's The End of a Love Affair.
So appropriate, because this is the end of the fantastic, wondrous trip we've taken these last four parts of the Best Guts Music.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
Indeed.
Yes. You're listening to I'm not afraid.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.